Well, after that 250 stuff, this minute three at 200 should be a piece of cake. Everyone should give fair, impartial, and equal consideration to all the evidence. Your goal should be to reach an agreement that matches the individual judgment of each juror. You must not agree, however, only for the purpose of returning a unanimous verdict. It is your duty to consult with one another and to deliberate with a view to reaching a just verdict according to the evidence and the law as I have explained it to you. Each of you must make your own separate decision as to whether the accused is guilty of the charges he faces. You should only make this decision after carefully considering the evidence with your fellow jurors, and you should not hesitate to change your mind if you are convinced that your initial impression was wrong. You should only deliberate when you are together in the jury room. I do not intend to extensively review the evidence with you. Merely because I do not mention certain evidence, do not consider that it is not important. You must consider all of the evidence, whether I refer to it or not. There is a very important rule of law which applies in this case, as it does in every criminal case. This rule is known as the presumption of innocence. The accused is presumed to be innocent of the crimes charged until the Crown has proven his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. The presumption of innocence and the burden of proof in a criminal case are inseparable. The burden of proving the guilt of the accused beyond a reasonable doubt rests with the Crown, and that burden never shifts. The Crown must prove each and every element of the offense beyond a reasonable doubt.